Okay, so you're curious about fine dentistry in Orlando and want to know what makes them different. You've sent over some really interesting information about them, and I have to say, it doesn't read like your typical dental office pamphlet. They're calling it the fine dentistry experience, and I'm intrigued. What do you think? Is this just clever marketing, or is there something more here?
It's definitely a different approach than we usually see.
Okay.
Words like unforgettable journey, woven with care, and commitment to excellence are peppered throughout this material.
I see.
While we always have to consider marketing, the consistent emphasis on patient experience and the use of storytelling suggests a focus on patient comfort and building trust.
Yeah.
That's not just marketing. It reflects a patient-centric philosophy that's not as common as you might think.
You're right. It feels more like they're trying to understand and address potential anxieties about going to the dentist, which, let's be honest, a lot of us have. And they've woven in these real patient stories. Amanda, who was self-conscious about a chipped tooth, Michael, who lost a tooth in an accident, Ella, who is dreading a root canal. These aren't just clinical cases, they're real people with real emotions tied to their dental health.
And fine dentistry highlights how their services go beyond just the technical fix.
Okay.
They showcase how these procedures restored confidence, brought back joy, and even improved someone's ability to simply enjoy a meal without pain.
Right.
They're not just fixing teeth, they're improving lives, and they're making sure you understand that connection.
It makes you realize that for many people, dental work is about so much more than just the procedure itself. It's about confidence, self-esteem, and quality of life.
Absolutely.
It seems like fine dentistry understands that and has built their approach around it.
And it's worth noting the range of those stories. We have cosmetic concerns, dental implants, even TMJ treatment, which, by the way, is a condition affecting the jaw joint that can cause pain, clicking, and even difficulty chewing.
Oh, wow,
The
okay.
fact that fine dentistry handles such a variety of cases, from relatively minor cosmetic fixes to more complex issues like implants and TMJ, suggests they're equipped to be your primary dental provider.
Yeah.
This reduces the need for referrals, which can be a real hassle for patients.
That's a great point. It feeds directly back into that patient-centric approach we talked about.
Better.
They're not just saying they care, they're demonstrating it by becoming a one-stop shop for your dental needs. But what about the technology? They mention modern imaging, CEREC on-site milling, all these things that, let's be honest, sound impressive, but might just be fancy jargon to the average person. Do these things actually translate into a better experience for the patient, or are they just bells and whistles?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
This technology isn't just about looking cutting edge, it has tangible benefits for the patient.
Okay.
Let's start with modern imaging.
Okay.
This means faster, more accurate diagnoses, and more precise procedures. You know how they used to do those gooey, uncomfortable molds of your teeth?
Ugh, yeah.
Modern imaging technologies like digital scanners have changed the game.
Oh, wow.
It's more comfortable, quicker, and provides a much more detailed picture for your dentist.
That's a relief. Those molds were always the worst part. But what about that CEREC on-site milling? What is that, and why should we care?
That's where technology really shines. CEREC stands for Chairside Economical Restoration of Aesthetic Ceramics, which basically means they can make a crown for your tooth right there in the office.
In the office.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Okay, break it down for me. How does it actually work, and what's the benefit for the patient?
Imagine you need a crown the traditional way, multiple appointments, messy impressions, and weeks of wearing a temporary crown. With CEREC, fine dentistry can prep your tooth, take a digital scan, and mill a custom crown in-house, often in a single visit.
Wow, a crown in a single visit. That sounds incredibly convenient. No more waiting around with a temporary crown for weeks on end. That's huge.
Absolutely. And think about the emotional impact walking out the door the same day with a brand new permanent crown, feeling confident and satisfied. It completely transforms the experience.
It definitely sounds like they're going above and beyond in terms of utilizing technology to improve patient comfort and convenience. And they also highlight their commitment to the community through their work with local dental charities. Tell me more about that. Why is community involvement significant in this context?
This is where we see fine dentistry's values in action. By actively supporting dental charities, they're demonstrating a commitment to improving dental health for everyone, not just their patients. This suggests a deeper understanding of the importance of oral health and a desire to make a difference in the community.
Do we know anything about the specific charities they support or the kind of work they do?
While the document doesn't delve into specifics, it emphasizes their involvement in initiatives that promote oral health education and provide dental care to underserved populations. This could involve anything from supporting mobile dental clinics to participating in community outreach programs.
So it's not just about profits. It's about using their expertise and resources to give back and address broader healthcare disparities. That speaks volumes about their commitment to social responsibility.
Precisely. And it circles back to their patient-centric approach. It's about caring for people, not just teeth, and recognizing that oral health is integral to overall well-being.
That's a powerful message. They're not just fixing smiles, they're investing in the health of the community as a whole. But let's shift gears back to the individual patient experience. They've emphasized a focus on addressing patient anxieties, but how does that actually play out in practice?
Remember those patient stories we discussed earlier? They provide concrete examples of how fine dentistry approaches different needs and anxieties. Take Amanda, who was self-conscious about a chipped tooth. They understood how this seemingly minor imperfection was affecting her confidence, especially with a big job interview approaching. They didn't just fix the chip, they made sure she felt confident and ready to ace that interview.
It's like they recognized that going to the dentist is about more than just the procedure, it's about how it makes you feel.
Exactly. And it's not limited to cosmetic concerns. Consider Michael, who lost a tooth in an accident. Losing a tooth can be traumatic, affecting not only your appearance, but also your ability to eat, speak, and feel confident. Fine dentistry utilizes dental implants, which are essentially artificial tooth roots that provide a permanent base for replacement teeth to restore his smile and, more importantly, his confidence.
That makes sense. It's about understanding the emotional impact of dental issues and providing solutions that address both the physical and psychological aspects.
Precisely. And then there's Ella, who is terrified of dental procedures.
Yeah.
A common fear shared by many. Fine dentistry prioritized creating a calming and comfortable environment, taking the time to listen to her concerns and explain procedures thoroughly. They were able to alleviate her fears and provide a positive experience.
That's so important. Dental anxiety is real, and it often stems from a lack of understanding or previous negative experiences. It sounds like fine dentistry recognizes this and has taken steps to create a welcoming and supportive environment for even the most anxious patients.
Absolutely. And they back it up with their comprehensive range of services. Remember, they offer everything from routine cleanings and cosmetic procedures to more complex treatments like implants, root canals, and even TMJ therapy.
That's right. They want to be your go-to for all things dental, minimizing the need for referrals and streamlining your experience.
Exactly. It's about making your life easier and reducing any potential stress associated with dental care. They're putting the pieces together to create a seamless and comfortable experience from start to finish.
So they're addressing anxieties, they're offering a wide range of services in-house, and they're investing in technology that enhances patient comfort and convenience.
Right.
But they're also demonstrating a genuine commitment to community well-being through their work with dental charities.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear, fine dentistry is presenting a different model for dental care.
Yeah.
One that seems to prioritize the whole person, not just their teeth.
And that's a really important distinction. It's about understanding that going to the dentist is often about more than just the procedure itself.
Right.
It's about addressing anxieties, mm-hmm. building trust, and creating a positive experience from start to finish.
It's like they've taken all the things people typically dread about the dentist, the anxiety, the inconvenience, the feeling of being just another set of teeth, and flipped the script.
Yeah, totally.
They're saying, we see you. We hear your concerns, and we're doing things differently.
And they're not just saying it, they're backing it up.
Right.
They're investing in technology that makes procedures faster, more comfortable, and more efficient.
Okay.
They're offering a comprehensive range of services under one roof to simplify your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actively giving back to the community, demonstrating a commitment to oral health that extends beyond their practice walls.
Right. It's not just lip service. There's real substance behind their approach. But now comes the important part, connecting all of this back to you. Because at the end of the day, the question is, would this kind of approach make you feel more comfortable seeking dental care?
That's the question everyone needs to ask themselves.
Yeah.
What are your priorities when it comes to dental care?
Right.
Are you looking for convenience, a comfortable atmosphere, a dentist who truly listens and understands your anxieties?
Yeah.
Do you value a practice that invests in cutting-edge technology
Yeah.
and prioritizes staying ahead of the curve?
And how important is it to you that your dental practice is also committed to giving back to the community and improving access to care for everyone? These are all factors to consider when choosing a dentist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And while online reviews can be helpful, they don't always paint the full picture.
Right.
This deep dive into Fine Dentistry's approach, their technology, and their community involvement has hopefully provided you with a much clearer understanding of their values and priorities.
It's about understanding what matters most to you and finding a dental practice that aligns with your individual needs and values. So as you continue to explore your options for dental care in Orlando, keep Fine Dentistry's approach in mind. Would this focus on patient experience, technology, and community impact make a difference for you? That's something for you to ponder. This deep dive has given you a lot to consider, and hopefully you feel better equipped to navigate the world of dental care and find the perfect fit for you. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Fine Dentistry. Until next time.